T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The NBA about 2 weeks away. And to talk a little NBA, we are joined now by Trailblazers television analyst, heck of a good guy, Lamar Hurd, joining us this morning. Good morning, Lamar. How you doing?
Good morning to you, Dusty. I am doing well. How are you doing?
Fantastic. You know, the sun coming out has really helped with, just staying at home a lot and being able to go outside. Yeah. But it's been a long time, man, since we've been able to talk. What is the shutdown been like for Lamar Hurd since, early March was the last time that I think a lot of us, saw and heard from you, man?
Yeah, it's been different at different times of it. The first few weeks for me were spent like, I think a lot of other people where I spent a lot of time just watching the news, trying to figure out what's going on,
right,
seeing what's going on in different states, seeing what's happening in the sports landscape, because, at the time, the NBA was the first big league to really shut things down. So that time was a whole lot of TV watching. And then also during that time, I was starting my show. It's a show called Herd Mentality, mm-hmm. which was a show that's about people doing great stuff in the community. So just trying to highlight those people. And that was especially necessary at a time like what we were going through, because a lot of these nonprofits, a lot of people doing a lot of the good work in town that rely on the help, whether that's financial or just volunteers of the community, they weren't getting some of that early on once the shutdown took place. And the show that I started wasn't about just that. It just so happened that the show happened at the same time that the coronavirus happened. So that took a lot of time early on. But for the last few weeks, I have just been hanging out with my wife. We just kind of, hang low, and I've been keeping my eye on what's going on with the NBA. So, of course, with the NBA announcing its return, I've been kind of trying to just stay in tune with that and see what's going on with teams, because it's like a new season in a way. Mm-hmm. Some people have switched teams and just spending time to get reacquainted with rosters and just doing things like that.
Because we heard it a lot, and I couldn't imagine how often you were hearing it, because you are a team employee and you are so close to the Blazers. But how sick did you get of people just randomly asking you, when's the NBA coming back? Especially at the beginning of this thing.
I have no problem. And this isn't just as it pertains to the NBA and my affiliation with it, but in anything where I don't know the answer, I have no problem just saying, I don't know. I don't feel the need to act like I have the answers or to feel like I'm on the inside and I have to show that to people. So when people would ask me that, the conversation would be very quick, because I would just very quickly and easily say, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen. And until I know, I'm just going to hang out, stay low, and do whatever is asked of me throughout this process, because we were still operating as an organization. There's still things we were doing, whether mm-hmm. it's Zoom calls with players or coaches, with employees, sponsors, whatever the case is, there's still things you were doing. So I didn't get too sick of it because I was able to quell it very quickly.
Lamar Hurd is our guest, Portland Trailblazers television analyst. Now, when the return happens, it's going to be a new broadcast lineup. I mean, you went from working with one of the most seasoned vets in the broadcasting game, Kevin Calabro, which is a guy that you worked with the Trailblazers and before at the Pac-12 Network, to now you are the seasoned vet on the broadcast crew with Jordan Kent coming in for his first play-by-play. I guess where we start, I mean, Kevin steps aside and, you know, he wants to spend more time with his family. And look, his career is so long and distinguished, like you can't really blame the guy for doing that. But were you caught off guard or surprised by that at all?
I was a little surprised by the timing with it being this season. You know, being a broadcast partner of someone, you hope to have a relationship where you can talk about things like this. And Kevin and I did. We spent time over the last couple of years just talking about, hey, where do you envision yourself in 5 years or in 10 years? And I always knew that it was something that weighed on Kevin. The time that he spent, I mean, we're talking 30 years, the time that he has spent away from his family. And he loved every aspect of the job, as did his family. His family spent a lot of time coming down to Portland area. They live in Seattle, but coming down to Portland, being in Moda Center after games, they really loved it and enjoyed it. But also, I think when the pandemic hit, it made not only Kevin, but we've seen it nationwide. We've seen it worldwide from various people who have just their perspectives have shifted a little bit. Their priorities, their immediate priorities have changed a little bit, and it's totally understandable. And so the part that I was a little bit surprised and just selfishly, because I want Kevin as much as I could have Kevin, like you just outlined how great the guy is and there's so much more to him. So selfishly, I was hoping that, you know, we could get him to just finish out the rest of this season, but totally understand. And, you know, he called me before he made his final decision. And, you know, we talked it through. And when I was just able to hear where he was and where his family was, where they were mentally and how they come to this decision, I, without a doubt, know he made the right decision, and they, as a family, made the right decision, and I support him fully.
All right, now we have you and Jordan Kent. Are we going to have problems with the duck and a beaver? Are you guys going to, like, fight or anything on the broadcast?
I guess maybe if this is our first time working together. We've gotten a lot of our fights and disagreements as it pertains to ducks and beavers out the way. But no, I don't anticipate that. That's one of the special things that I've come to find about the organization is the people involved. And I've been pleasantly surprised that I've been able to have the relationships with everybody that I've had, just because, you know, you don't always get that in a workplace where it's a competitive environment. I've just been very happy with that. So not only having Jordan involved, but we still have the one and only Brooke Olsendam, who I've always considered a vital part of our broadcasting team. We still have a lot of members of the family still intact.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, you talk about a great group of people. When, you know, Kevin announced that he was retiring, you know, I said, you're not going to find, you know, nicer guy in the broadcasting game. And then you guys, you know, between you and Brooke, you know, two of my favorite people in all of Portland, a good group of people. And then you bring Jordan Kennan, who, you know, from his background athletically to what he does in the community. I mean, it is a special group of people that you guys have there, but it is going to be a little bit different. How is the setup going to be? Yeah. How's the setup going to be for this? Because you guys aren't in the bubble. What is the broadcast going to look like?
It is going to be done remotely from Moda Center. So Jordan and I, we will call the game from the TV studio, which is downstairs in Moda Center. And then the same way that on a Blazer game day, you see the pregame show being done from the concourse, the plan as of now, I mean, all of this is fluid, as is everything else. Yeah. The pandemic has dictated a lot of responses. But as of now, the concourse will still house our pregame show and our post-game show, as is the case for Blazer road games. Home games, as is the case for Blazer home games. And then our radio guys, it sounds like they may still be calling the game from their position inside a Moda Center. So like an empty arena, but it sounds like they may put the game up on the big board for those guys, the Jumbotron, to call the game. So again, it's all fluid, but that is the planning for right now.
And where's Brooke going to be during this?
Sounds like Brooke's going to be popping around quite a bit. So Brooke is able to do things that most people can't do. She is able to do her job as a sideline reporter and also step in and be a host for the studio show.
Ah.
So, yeah, in a similar fashion that you see Michael Holton do both radio during the games and then also be our studio analyst, sounds like Brooke will be hopping and doing a dual role like that.
Fascinating. I mean, this is such a different time and an unprecedented time for everything, including the way the broadcast is going to be set up for you guys. But when basketball does get back, I mean, look, Lamar, the Blazers are in that hunt, vying for that 8 seed. Without Trevor Ariza, what do you think this lineup is going to look like for Portland?
Without the loss of Trevor, to me, is a big deal. I don't say it's a deal breaker, but it's a big deal because the hope is that the Blazers can make it to the playoffs. And if they do make it to the playoffs, more than likely they're going to be playing the Lakers in that first round. And when I look at the matchups this past year against the Lakers, the matchup that the Blazers finally won, which was the game at Staples Center, was the first home game for the Lakers after Kobe Bryant's passing and those other passengers on that helicopter, the Blazers look like a completely different team than they did in the two prior matchups. And a lot of that was because Trevor Ariza was able to guard LeBron James. And that means different things. When I say guard LeBron James, as you know, Dusty, doesn't mean shut him down. It doesn't mean limit the guy to less than 10 points. But he wasn't able to just run wild and fully control the flow of the game the way that he did in the two matchups in Moda Center. So that's the first thing I always think of when I think of, oh, Trevor's not going to be there. However, Zach and Nurk, they should be there, hoping that they continue to stay healthy. Sounds like they're looking great in practices right now. In a while, neither one of those guys do what Trevor does at the three spot, kind of at that wing. They provide a lot of defensive help, which is the main thing that Trevor provided as it pertains to his role against LeBron. So I am so interested to just see how everything looks and how the lineups look. There's talk of Nurk and Hassan playing together. And I wouldn't be shocked to see Nurk, Hassan, and Zach in the game at the same time for a short stint. But it's, you know, it depends on matchups. And it takes me back to last year, Dusty. I remember when Enes Kanter was acquired right before the trade deadline. And I remember the Blazers, they would kind of exchange at times Enes for Nurk during the game. And then there's times where they might be on the court together for a little while. And that's two back to the basket bigs that teams are having a lot of trouble with. So I'm very interested to see if the Blazers put some of that out there again, that extra size. And more than anything, though, I am going to go to the cornerstone of the franchise, and that's Damian Lillard, and then also CJ McCollum, the guards, the backcourt spots. In this type of environment, I could see those guys shining like no other and really leading this team to a run.
You know, we were talking about him earlier. There's a lot of the basketball prognosticators, and whether they're analytics guys or just analysts, saying Gary Trent Jr. could be the surprise player for the Portland Trailblazers coming down the stretch. A 3-and-D type guy. Do you anticipate seeing him at more small forward, as opposed to the shooting guard position, which we've mostly seen him at?
I do anticipate that, yes. Gary's able to guard guys who are bigger than him. He's able to guard guys who are smaller than him. He has the foot speed for the smaller guys. He has the strength for the bigger guys. And he has the IQ for both. So I think he will be able to be a part of any type of defensive scheme the Blazers put out there. And the scheme matters because now with Zach and Nurk joining again, Terry Stotts is going to be able to do some things differently than maybe he normally does, or I should say, and or they'll be able to do what they were doing before, but do it better. So I do expect to see Gary Trent Jr. out there. And then also, just like I was telling you, our broadcast situation, as we look at the return to play, how are we broadcasting, who's going where, who's doing what job, the same way that's fluid, this whole roster situation is going to be fluid as well, and who plays and when, because this is new. So although, you know, I'm sure Terry Stotts and his staff, they're going to anticipate certain things. You just don't know how certain guys are going to respond to this new environment, to the new elements, and I'm sure it will be a fluid situation as he tries to not only reintegrate his front line with Nurk and Zach, but then, you know, just figure out how are my normal guys responding to this new set of circumstances.
Lamar Hurd, Trailblazers analyst. Man, I always appreciate the time. We need to do this more often. I look forward to the broadcast with you and Jordan, man. It'll be like a little blanket coming back. A little bit of comfort to see you guys on TV again, man. Thank you for your time.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, Dustin.
Lamar Hurd, Trailblazers analyst. Dude.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.